Meseches Kelim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Ezehi Gistera. Previously, we had spoken about a gistera, a damaged or ruined vessel that still has some status. So what is damaged but is still considered a gistera that still has some chashivas to be mekabel tumah? So we say, kol shenitlu azneha, anything which has had its handles removed. If it had protrusions sticking out, and most mefarshim translate this as referring to the jagged pieces at the break that are poking out at the top of the keli. So let's say the top of the keli was broken off and there are jagged edges still protruding upwards. So kol hamakabel ima bazesim, if the jagged edges are close enough together that they can catch in between them olives, metame b'maga uchnegda metame b'avir, then they are metame with contact, and opposite them is metame through their airspace. And if it can catch olives in between them, metame b'maga v'ein connect them metame b'avir. But opposite them is not metame b'avir if they can't catch the zesim. So if they're that close together, we look at them as if they're a solid wall. The Rambam has a completely different take on this. He seems to translate this as being, the chidudim as being indentations that protrude from the inside outward, these little dimples on the inner walls of the keli that protrude outwards. And he has a whole different shot in the Mishnah, which we really don't have the time or space to get into here, although it is quite interesting. If, let's say, a keli was split from top to bottom, so imagine an ovoid keli, almost like a barrel, that was split from its height to the bottom along the side, and it was lying on its side, kamin katedra, like a katedra. Now, a katedra was a sort of a chair or a throne-like chair, which had a back and two arms. So if imagine, if you will, this broken keli, this half a keli, lying on its side. So the wall of the keli lying on the ground is the seat of the chair. The bottom of the keli is the back of the chair, and the arms of the chair are formed by the curve of the walls coming upwards on the left and the right of the bottom. So in that situation, we say, kol hamakabel ima bazesim, with regard to the jagged edges along the break, anything that bim kabel zesim, that can catch zesim between them, metame b'maga, ukenegde metame b'avir, and opposite is metame b'avir, uchol she'enu makabel ima bazesim, that is metame b'maga, that will be metame b'maga, de'en kenegde metame b'avir, but opposite it cannot be metame b'avir. Shuli kurfayis, the bottoms of kurfayis, kurfian utensils, the shuli kaisim hatzidonoyim, and the bottoms of the kaisim of the people from Sidon. So these two kalim had bottoms that were pointed, so they could not actually rest on their own on the ground, and they were actually built to sit inside a receptacle. They could not stand on their own. So we say, even though they cannot sit without leaning on something, which ordinarily we say disqualifies something, a shard, as being a keli, as being a kabel tumah, we still say tameim, they're still tame. Why? Shalakach nasu mitchilasim, because that's how they're made from their outset. Mishnah Dal, Kli Cheres, an earthenware keli, Sheyeshla Sholeis Sfeyes, that has three rims, and these are one rim inside the next. So imagine, if you will, the top of a can of soda, and you know how you have the outer rim, and then in between the outer rim and the hole, you know, the top, the middle of the can, you have that little indentation where you have some soda get caught. So that's sort of like the equivalent of the space in between one rim and another rim. And then in the case of this keli, it has a third rim. So you have these third rims along the top of the keli. Only the innermost rim is around the opening to the actual keli where things go in. So we say, hapnimis idefes, if the innermost rim is the highest of all, hakol tahar, then everything outside it is going to be tahar. Hachitzoina idefes, but if the outermost rim is highest, hakol tame, then everything is going to be tame from the outside in. Now, exactly what circumstances we're talking about here is machlekes amongst the mefarshim. Let's just say we're talking about a case for our purposes of a sheretz being lowered into the airspace. Ha'emtzos Aidefes. Let's say the middle rim, not the innermost, not the outermost rim, but the middle rim is highest. So mimenev lifnim tame, from that point inwards is tame, mimenev lachotz tahar, and from that point outwards is tahar. Ha'yushavais. But let's say all three rims were the same height. So Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, cholkin ha'emtzos. Rabbi Yehuda says you actually take the space of in between the middle rim and the inner rim, and you sort of divide it in half. And the inner half is tame, and the outer half is tar. V'chachamayrim hakol tar, and the chachamim say that everything is tar. Klei cheres. Now, an earthenware keli, me'ei masai mekabel tuma. From what point is it mekabel tuma? Meshi itstarfer b'kivshon, when it is fired in the kiln. V'hi gemar melachtan, and that is considered the completion of its manufacture. Even though additional steps might be applied later on to the manufacture of this keli, this is considered the final step for whatever you're working on to be considered a bona fide keli, that is mekabel tuma.